Gail Huff Brown, Republican candidate, 1st Congressional District. Gail, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, and good morning. And you know what? We have a life or death situation on our hands right now, and you know it with the formula. This morning, went to Target. The counters there still barren, not one can of formula. But wait a minute. I can drive 4 hours up to the border to Canada, and I can buy baby formula in any store. Why does Canada have their shelves stocked with formula, but we can't find it in America? We can't find it.
Wow.
I mean, I want to tell you my own story. Can I tell you what happened in my family, and it's still happening?
Yeah, and then I want you to share with us what you think the answer is.
Well, you may not want to hear that. Anyway, so here's what happened in my family. It was back in January that my daughter, Ariana, called me up and she said, Mom, I can't find baby formula. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So she has a baby, right? And her baby's a preemie. It has to have a certain formula, has serious, serious issues with the GI tract. And so this is a baby that has been so difficult to feed from the day she was born. And she said, I can't get the formula for Cece. And I said, well, okay, well, what do you need? What can I do? She said, well, I need you to drive 200 miles to buy baby formula for my baby, for, you know, my granddaughter. I'm like, what are you talking about? She says, yeah, I've been to Target. I've been to Walmart. I've been to every single store. She lives in Portsmouth. Every single store in the area, and the closest store that's carrying it is 200 miles away. Well, of course, what do? It's your grandchild. You drive 200 miles and you pick up formula. Now I have my other daughter is pregnant. She'll have a baby in 2.5 months. And she's in the same situation. Now she's out collecting formula now. Obviously, she plans to breastfeed. I mean, most mothers do plan to do that, but sometimes they can't. You know, in my granddaughter's case, she was a preemie. And she had very, very specific medical needs. So this is a huge, huge, huge problem. Ariana, my daughter, says she's getting calls from friends that are desperate on Facebook. They are on Facebook desperately asking people to help. Please find me formula. And for Cece, we've had formula actually shipped here from Florida where her mother-in-law lives. So she's sending it up from Florida. And I just, it's scary. These mothers are saying, how am I going to feed my baby?
Right.
How am I going to feed my baby if I can't get formula?
Yep.
And the closest place I can get it is 200, 300 miles away. You have to drive to Canada.
Yeah, Gail Huff Brown, Republican 1st Congressional District. You know, I say, because I don't want to offend anyone on gender, I say instead of my wife, I say my smarter, prettier, better half, because I don't want to get yelled at by anyone in Washington.
You're a smart man.
No, but she was saying to me the other day, she goes, Jack, you know, our kids aren't quite there yet. We're not grandparents. But she goes, this is very scary to a young couple, especially in some of the premature kids where they need certain points. It's very scary what's going on. And I said, I keep scratching my head. Where's the leadership been in Washington on this? No offense, the White House. Talk about tone deaf and a little bit late to the dance. I mean, the president tells us he tastes our pain with gas prices soaring, and they invoked this act yesterday, but this has been in the works for weeks. Where have they been? Are they tone deaf?
No, Jack, back in January, I was talking about this. I was talking on the air about this back in January and February.
Wow.
Listen, there's a baby formula shortage. Mothers and grandmothers, because I'm a grandmother, are scared.
You were talking about this back in January?
Yes. We knew about this months ago. This
talk about tone
on
deaf. Wow.
This is too little, too late once again.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, too little, too late. Too little, too late. He and his administration have known for months that this was a problem. And if they didn't know,
they should have
known. Goodness,
yeah.
They should have known.
Well, if you knew as a parent and a citizen, if you knew, they should have known. What? How do you think, as a congressional candidate, people in that you talk to in this race are going to react to almost $6 a gallon for gas regular in August?
I don't think it's going to go over well, because guess what? People are going to want to go on vacation, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go visit my sister who lives in Keene, New Hampshire, and I actually thought, oh, my God, what's it going to cost to drive all the way over there and drive back. I mean, I obviously it's a beautiful, she's on Mount Monadnock. It's a gorgeous part of the state. I want to make the trip, but, you know, I'm going to have to fill my gas tank a couple of times. And it's expensive. It's so expensive. I don't know. I'm way past frustrated now. I'm so far past frustrated. You look at the stock market, you look at inflation, look at the price of things, the price of food, the price of gas. And what do people do if they're on fixed incomes?
And, you know, are you like me in the sense, because I know you're entrepreneurial, successful business person, and just someone who's, you know, I think gets things done in your life. Do you get a sense that they have, no one has a handle on any of this?
I totally believe that. I believe that something has gone seriously awry here.
Yeah.
And we can talk about energy independence. We can talk about the war in Ukraine. And all of these are huge, huge issues.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. What happened here, the inflation was caused by a mix of, obviously, the interest rate's been too low, too long. It's free money floating around out there.
Yep. Free and then money. What
the federal government do, they put millions and millions and millions of dollars out on a market that's already flooded.
Yep.
And we end up with just a disaster on our hands.
And then they blame COVID. Gail Huffbrown, thank you very much on the baby formula situation, talking about it since January. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, on this Thursday. Make it a good one. Good luck.
Thank you.